Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
May makabuluhang kahulugan ang pagtatapos ng pag-aaral para sa ilang mga kabataan sa buong mundo. Sa Australia, ipinagdidiwang ng mga umali sa eskwelahan ang tinatawag nilang schoolies sa loob ng isang linggo. At isa sa mga popular na destinasyon ay ang Gold Coast, kung saan inaasahan ang halos 18,000 kabataan ngayong Nobyembre. Kilala ang tradisyon bilang leavers sa Queensland at Western Australia, coasties naman sa Canberra. Nagsimula ang schoolies nang bumiyahe patungong Gold Coast ang ilang mga leavers mula sa isang paaralan sa Brisbane para sa isang mahabang weekend ng pag-party kasama ang kanilang mga kaibigan noong dekada 70. Simula noon, ito ay lumawak sa isang mahabang bakasyon sa mahabang weekend na sinasabing daan patungo sa kalayaan ng mga kabataan sa buong Australia. Ang schoolies.com ay ang pangunahing travel agent ng kaganapan. At CEO nito ang dating manlalaro ng AFL na si Matt Lloyd.
From those beginnings, it's grown into now most year 12 students, when they finish school in Australia, they like to try and go somewhere with their group of friends to celebrate 13 years of schooling.
Sinabi ni Lloyd, umaabot sa 90% ng mga nag-book ng biyahe ay papunta sa Gold Coast. At ang iba naman ay nais magbakasyon sa mga lugar na wala masyadong tao.
Other popular destinations are Airlie Beach, Byron Bay, Lawn in Victoria, and Bali and Fiji.
Layunin ng Department of Child Safety ng Queensland, mga kabataan at kababaihan, at ng siyudad ng Gold Coast na makalikha ng mas ligtas na lugar para sa mga schoolies sa pamamagitan ng Safer Schoolies Response na pinangungunahan ng lokal na abogado na si Mark Reburn. Sinabi ni Reburn na ang grupo ay nag-oorganisa ng mga party na walang alkohol bilang sagot sa kaligtasan mula alas 7 ng gabi hanggang hating gabi ng 16 hanggang 22 ng Nobyembre sa Schoolies Hub.
The bad old days, it was just a police response. The mall was closed and up to 20,000 kids would stand around. And inevitably that led to confrontations and issues. And so we put the safety response in place, get the kids out of their rooms and into an environment that is as safe as we can make it. And it's alcohol free, controlled to the extent that there's a lot of safety support network around the kids. But it's essentially a beach party for the kids. And the idea of it is to get them out of the rooms, onto the sand, dancing crazily, but having a safe and enjoyable time.
Ayon kay Reburn, kadalasan sa mga leavers ay hindi natutulungan ng mga pulis. Ang Safer Schoolies Response ay mayroong halos 1,000 voluntaryo na naka-standby at handang tumulong kung kinakailangan. Voluntaryo ng 17 taon ang ipinanganak sa Mauritius na si Kevin Wong.
From what I see, it's a very good party, especially like at the end of the school year. I remember when I left school myself, we didn't have this kind of opportunities back home. And my friends and I, we just did something small. But if we had something like that, like here, we would have definitely gone to schoolies. And over the years, they've improved on what they provide, like the party and make sure like the kids are all safe.
Karaniwang nababahala ang mga magulang sa panahon ng schoolies dahil kadalasan ito ay ang unang pagkakataon na may kalayaan ng kanilang mga anak upang magparty ng walang nagbabantay. Nalaman mula sa drug arm ng Gold Coast na sa taong 2011, sa 1,500 na schoolies, 4.4% ang nagturok ng droga at 3.5% ang gumamit ng parehong karayom. Nalaman din sa survey ng gobyerno ng Victoria noong 2012 kung saan kabilang ang 500 kabataan na pumunta sa Lorne at Torquay para sa schoolies weekend na uminom ng 8.8 baso ng alak ang mga kabataan. Gayunpaman, nalaman din mula sa Australian Institute of Health and Welfare kamakailan na sa pagitan ng 2013 at 2016, mahigit 10 Australianong kabataan ang umiiwas sa alak. Sinabi ni Laura Badjourney mula sa Alcohol and Drug Foundation, ang pag-inom ng tubig sa pagitan ng pag-inom ng alak ay nagpapababa sa konsumsyon ng sobrang alak.
And it is the most likely drug that young people are going to encounter. But if they are offered other types of drugs, there's no way of knowing what's actually in those drugs. It can be quite dangerous to take a substance when you don't know what's in it, you don't know what the effects it's going to have on your body are. And especially when you're mixing drugs, mixing alcohol with anything else. In addition to alcohol potentially being dangerous on its own, it can be really risky to mix alcohol with other drugs, especially if it's essentially an unknown substance.
Maari ihanda ng mga magulang ang kanilang anak bago ang schoolies sa pamamagitan ng isang kaswal na pag-uusap kung saan ay maaring ituro ang mga strategiya kung paano rumesponde sa mga posibleng insidente.
It doesn't have to be like a big, scary sit-down conversation. You can use examples of things that you see in the media or maybe a TV show that you're watching together, or even just the fact that schoolies are coming up to kick off that conversation, and that it's a good opportunity to ask questions. You know, what does your young person know about alcohol and other drugs? What do they think? How would they act in certain situations?
Nag-aalok si Danielle Donati mula sa Antipodean's Travel Agency ng Melbourne ng isang alternatibong karanasan sa pamamagitan ng 10 hanggang 12 araw na biyahe sa mga bansang tulad ng Vietnam, Indonesia, o Nepal sa programang Schoolies Unearthed.
Not every young person now wants to go out and get drunk with their friends. What our program does is help connect like-minded young people who want to do something else. And I think that's the beauty of this program, because we're literally getting a young person from outback Western Australia connecting up with someone from Victoria who is like-minded. They're wanting to do something different.
Ang biyaheng walang alkohol ay magdadala ng 20 kabataan kasama ang isang tour leader. Sinabi ni Donati, ang programa ay tungkol sa paggalugad sa isang bagong kultura habang nagbibigay ng tulong sa mga lokal na komunidad.
They will take on some basic construction work and use their time to add value to that community. We hire local tradespeople in that community to help us partake in these activities. For example, we might be building a kitchen for a household in northern Vietnam. We source local tradespeople on the ground with our in-country partners. So we're putting money back into the local economy as well as helping out one of the families over there. So we definitely do a little bit of service and we do a little bit of cultural exchange on top of a bit of exploring.
Payo ni Reburn sa mga leavers na sumabay sa mga grupo at bantayan ang isa't isa. At para naman sa mga magulang na regular na makipag-usap sa kanilang mga anak.
The most important thing is just keep in touch with the kids and have a routine where 7 o'clock at night or a particular time during the day you just touch base. It's not as though the kids are being thrown into a lion's den here. My two kids went to schoolies in Surfers and I had no reservations with them going there because I know the structure and the network around it is fantastic. And really at the end of the day, the kids have to accept responsibility for their own behavior.
Bisitahin ang Alcohol and Drugs Foundation website para sa mga payo ng ligtas na pagparty. Pumunta sa Safer Schoolies website upang malaman kung paano maging ligtas at paano makakuha ng suporta sa panahon ng schoolies sa Gold Coast. Sa mga di inaasahang krisis, tumawag ka agad sa 000.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.